This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk and roll. This is the DJV program. Jennifer Horan is at your service and on your side. So is Victoria Keevan and Kara Schillen. Yours truly, Doug Steffen. Jennifer is about to set the tone, the pace for the hour. Jen?
Well, thanks for having me.
You said I could set the tone and the pace, but I decided to slow it down. We're going to do slow jam. All right, Democrats are set to take control of the House in January. Of course, it looks like Nancy Pelosi is set to become Speaker of the House. But speculation about whether the new majority in the House and if they will impeach President Trump, well, that continues. And according to CNN, America is not quite on board with that. There's a CNN poll conducted by SSRS that says half, 50%, say that they don't feel Trump ought to be impeached and removed from office. Now, it's not all great news because 43% say that he should be impeached and removed from office. They support the impeachment. Now, the support for potential impeachment has dipped some since September. 47% of the country favored it, and that was about the same as it was in June as well. So it seems that things are getting maybe just a slight bit better for the president, which is hard to believe based on the news cycle. But will Democrats going into power in January recognized maybe America's not ready for an upheaval and an impeachment? And that seems to be the line they'll walk. Do they continue on with investigations? Do they try to pursue impeachment? And then you even have some real critics of the president like Adam Schiff and Representative Nadler who is saying, forget all of that. Let's just throw him in jail. Let him rot away there.
Yeah,
that's going to be the story, I think, for the next couple of years is will they or won't they?
So how do those numbers square with his popularity? I saw
it's
something
the
other day, 46% thought he was doing a good job, and 46%.
Yeah, Fox has him at 46%. Rasmussen's daily tracking has him at 48%. So he's hovering just right underneath 50, which is sort of impressive considering the news cycle lately and Michael Cohen and Paul Manafort and Robert Mueller and Michael Flynn and all of these stories that are negative for him, certainly.
Okay, so one of the, I think the effects, you point out a pretty good way of understanding or looking at this, Jennifer, because the public doesn't like a pile-on. And I think even those who don't like Trump see this, the news media approach to his patterns, his work, his presidency, as being a big gang bang, in a sense. It's pretty universal. How many, other than the one-sidedness of Fox, which isn't so one-sided anymore, or Newsmax, or, you know, some of those very predictable outlets, and on the same, you know, they're pretty much the same on the other side. There's this, the CNN, if you will, and some of the other major networks that do newscasts seem to be, ABC especially, very anti, but obviously anti-Trump in the way, and some of the local broadcasters and writers for newspapers seem that way as well. It's pretty obvious, unless you're dull, when you look at some of this stuff, what the consistency of negativity. The Huffington Post, another example of that. Come on. People read that stuff and they think, wait a minute, he can't be that bad. Well, there are those who say, yeah, he can, but you know, nobody's that bad.
I think it's interesting that Melania's numbers have taken such a dive on the newest poll.
Why would that be?
Well, it said apparently amongst younger liberal women and college-educated women, apparently that's where it's kind of plummeted. She's been a lot more vocal. She definitely has been... you know, using a lot of her husband's buzzwords and things like that. So maybe that's part of the reason.
I'd love to know what her birthday is, so you could do a chart on her to see what it is that really, how she comes across to me as being somebody who understands kind of the role, but it's not a pushover by any stretch of the imagination, and kind of on her own.
She's very Eastern European. That's where she was born. I just feel like I understand that because of my Czech roots. And it's they make very independent women. As much as they stay married and are probably really good to their husbands, they also have this independent streak. And I think Melania seems to kind of represent that. But, you know, as far I think Victoria's right. I think that for the first year, you didn't hear much from Melania. And she was criticized for that, but she wasn't saying anything to get people hot under the collar. I think she was really trying to adjust to life in the White House. She's got a young son. She was trying to protect him. This year, we've seen her out there, and she's taken a lot of criticism from the media. And I think there are just some people, because of her last name, that will never like her. And then there are other people who are just taking issue with some of the things that she says because, as CNN puts it, she's earning her last name. You know, she sounds she's sounding like a Trump. That shouldn't be surprising. I mean, would you want her to sound totally opposed to what her husband says? Then we'd say that they were going to be getting divorced. That was the theme last year because we didn't hear from her, that she must really hate him. And now that she comes out and says things in his support, now we have to hate her because she sounds like him. So, I don't know. You just take it all. There's just too much of that. You just take it all with a grain of salt. It's really kind of inconsequential as to what people think of Melania because people don't have to vote for her.
All right. So does this come from that same category of story then, Jennifer and Victoria? National Enquirer admits it paid a woman for a story alleging she'd had an affair with Trump and then suppressed it to protect him. U.S. Attorney's Office in New York says as part of the agreement, the company American Media admitted that they made the $150,000 payment in concert with a candidate's presidential campaign in order to ensure that the woman did not publicize damaging allegations about the candidate before the election. They could be talking about Hillary Clinton.
This is what it's going to all boil down to. As the stuff with Russia sort of falls apart, now we're now talking about campaign finance laws. And at least the way I understand it, and at least the way I think that the defense could go, I don't know how much blood you're going to get out of the turnip, because you have Michael Cohen who admitted paying off these women. You have the National Enquirer who said, yeah, we provided a vehicle. We gave this woman, we bought this woman's story, and then we killed the story. The idea is that those two things are not illegal. People pay off people all the time. This is a part of life in politics. And by the way, because it was a part of life for Donald Trump, this actually adds to his defense. He's going to say, I paid off women throughout the course of my life because it would have been bad for me to have these women come out because I was a public figure. When he was running for president, you have a legal team around you that's supposed to know about disclosure laws when it comes to campaign finance reform. The idea is that the payment isn't illegal. What is illegal is not disclosing that payment. And if you're a candidate like Donald Trump or like Obama did just a few years ago when he was in trouble for the same thing, not paying out a woman but not disclosing campaign finance stuff, you say, well, I have a legal team around me who's supposed to be doing that for me. How am I supposed to know that I'm supposed to do this? And I think it's very difficult to prove with that defense.
Hide behind that.
Right. And so then the onus goes back to Michael Cohen again, who has already admitted that he did it. And I think as much as people are looking at this as being the smoking gun for throwing Trump in jail, and maybe because of the way the court system's set up right now, maybe they'll go after him. Who knows? I mean, I'm not playing that like that crystal ball. But I just don't know how you make something like that stick when there's kind of an explanation that's already being floated out there. Whether it's true or not, I guess that would be the question.
Right.
Yeah, I guess they're trying to, the sticking point is, did he know about the payments? And I guess that's... Oh, no, he did. And even if he did, it wouldn't be illegal. Did they come up with a scheme not to disclose them? And that will be what this is all about.
Hard to prove. In a moment, we're going to focus on Cuba and what actually has happened to people down there. The mystery unveiled next on the DJV Show.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's Automotive News headlines. I'm Nick Miles. It has arrived. The Rolls-Royce of SUVs is here. The new Cullinan, named for the biggest diamond ever discovered. This is the first SUV from the company. We drove it off-road on a mountain in Wyoming without any problems. Even when it started snowing, the Cullinan handled the tundra like a champ. In the rear, the Cullinan has pop-out seating with a table so you can drink champagne from the onboard refrigerator while watching the sunset. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting alfaromeousa.com.
Herpesinel works when you have a cold sore and works when you don't.
If you haven't tried this for cold sores, you're missing out.
Herpesinel penetrates deep to treat cold sores.
It really works. I apply it as soon as I have one.
Herpesinel also protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold with added SPF 30 protection.
I use it in the winter and in the summer to help protect against flare-ups from sun damage.
Herpesinel works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Hearing, aw, you shouldn't have.
Without spending more than you should have.
Staples has great holiday gifts at low prices. This week, save $10 off a $50 in-store purchase.
Get your coupon at staples.com/weeklyad and give loved ones more than they dreamed while saving more than you imagined.
Plus, UPS shipping services are available 7 days a week, so you'll get everything out on time. Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
In-store only, limitations apply. Ends 12/22/18. Visit staples.com for details.
This is a Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Chances are you've got a book lover on your Christmas list. If you want the perfect gift for someone who loves to read, check out the Kobo Forma e-reader, featuring a high-res 8-inch screen with Comfort Light Pro technology. Ramesh Mantha is VP of Devices at Kobo.
Well, simply put, Forma is the absolute best way to read. It's our brand-new premium e-reader, and it is a high-resolution 8-inch e-reader, and we really built Forma with comfort in mind. And so we actually designed it with this subtle natural curve that just sort of fits ideally in your hand. Forma is about 30 grams lighter than its predecessor, the Aura 1, even though it has a slightly larger screen.
And download your books from the Kobo store or public library. The Kobo Forma is at kobobooks.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Okay, so, for the last, couple of years, there have been people focused on, excuse me, what the heck's going on with all of the diplomats in Cuba and their ears, their hearing, the health attacks that were going on in Cuba. Well, there's been a report this week which provides more insight into exactly what happened. If you don't remember, a couple of years ago about this time, embassy personnel in Havana found themselves feeling ill. They recall hearing high-pitched noises in their homes and hotel rooms, suffered from severe headaches and nausea, dizziness, fatigue, sleep problems, that kind of stuff. Doctors say in a report that came out this week, testing showed all 25 of them suffered inner ear damage that affected their balance and cognitive dysfunction. It's called brain fog. We're familiar with that here. The report did not give a clear explanation, though, for what happened. One of the doctors put together the report, told reporters that he was agnostic about the cause. That means there's, okay, did the Cubans do something wrong? They say no. The Director General for U.S. Affairs, Carlos Fernandez de Cossia, said that there was no scientific research to confirm anything bad happened. So, as with many government reports, what the hell happened?
Right.
Well, yeah, there's no answer.
Obviously, all these people have significant hearing damage, so something happened.
Something happened.
Yeah.
What was it? Something happened.
It's very on Lex the way Luthor.
To,
yeah.
Yes, isn't it, though, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, there is, ladies and gentlemen. I answered a question. I gave you a non-answer for a question that many of you had. How about that? 21 after the hour.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you. Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. You can do
it if you try. How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on.
All right, back to Christmas music, the Christmas song countdown. Getting closer to number one, at least the first run through. We'll do another run through as we get closer to Christmas. This is McCartney's Wonderful Christmas, number 15. Crank it up, Carol, will you please?
Christmas time, the choir of children sing.
How many people liked this when it first came out? What do you say, ladies?
When did it come out? Do we know what year?
Alive, I don't know.
No. This has been around. This was during the Wings period, late 70s, early 80s, I think.
This is one of my least. Yeah, this is one of my least favorite Christmas songs ever.
Is it? It doesn't do anything.
I don't
for me
like this at all.
Either. All right. So let's keep moving to one that does mean something to me and lots of people listening. Number 14 on the list of the top 100 tunes as we started the season, Elvis's Blue Christmas.
So blue.
This one makes it for me. I don't like this. Think of it. We've all had blue Christmases.
Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree.
What do you think, ladies?
I like Elvis's voice. Yeah. It's not a great song, but his voice makes it okay.
Yeah, so no blue Christmases. They should not be allowed. Right? Think that there was a defensive mood here that I didn't figure out, although Brendan clued me into it. The reason the kids wanted to come for Christmas here this year is because I was alone for the first time for a while.
Oh, really?
Aw.
Yeah.
That's so nice. I thought they were looking for like a white Christmas. That's good.
Well, I think that's what they said. I think that's part of it, but I think the other part of it is they wanted to be here for Christmas. I mean, I would have gone
there. You would have been with them there.
Yeah. Right. I was last year. The night, that's where it started. Yeah, last year.
I think you go on Christmas Day, though, which is so strange.
Yeah. Well, it's easy fly day. It's a really easy fly day. Christmas is a very easy fly day. All right, so there's Elvis Blue Christmas, number 14 on the list of the Hot 100 from Billboard magazine. Number 13, it's one of my faves from the Ronettes. Waltz, the sound, oh my God, of Phil and the ladies. Here we go. Let's take a ride. Everybody like this one?
Love it.
How can you not love this one? Crank it up, Kara. Run. Monica Benet was her name before she married Phil Spector. Ronnie Spector. And the only reason she became Ronnie for the lead of the singer, or lead of the Ronettes, is because she became Mrs. Spector. Otherwise, it was Darlene Love all the way. They both sound a lot the same. Darlene Love is around doing Christmas shows. She's here in Boston tonight, as a matter of fact. I didn't get to see her, but she's fabulous. All right, let's kind of crescendo this, Tara, would you please? Isn't that great? La, 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 la. All right, let's get to one other music story from this hour. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class for next year was revealed this week. Seven inductees supposed to join the Rock Hall of Fame. The Cure. I don't even get that. Def Leppard. Janet Jackson, I get. Stevie Nicks, I get. Radiohead, kind of. Roxy Music, yep. The Zombies, for sure. Of the seven names will enter the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame March 29th. Big induction ceremony in New York City. Three of the artists are first-time nominees, Def Leppard, Stevie, and Roxy Music. Stevie is already inducted because she's a member of Fleetwood Mac, but now she would be inducted. Next, the first woman to be inducted twice. The Zombies and Janet
Stevie,
Jackson, the nominees for Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for next year. I'm happy now. Finally, the Moody's are in. That's all I cared about. 28 after the hour.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
A friend, struggling to make ends meet, found that he could rent a spare room by the night and earn a nice supplemental income. But he also found out there are rules about competing with hotels. Cities from New York to Denver have adopted rules to stop such practices. Not because there's any danger to public safety, but because Airbnb has become serious competition for hotels, just as Uber competes with taxis. Many tourists enjoy staying at bed and breakfast, and traveling is a different experience when you get to know your hosts in their own homes. We understand why hotel chains may be threatened by such competition, but a look through the lens of liberty tells us this is not the government's business. Such favoritism limits your choices, but if you don't defend your right to stay wherever you want, who will?
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. So I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro 400.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
The man is pathetic.
Former New York City mayor and current Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani calling Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen a habitual liar. Giuliani, a guest on ABC's This Week program.
But unless you're God, this man, you will never know what the truth is.
Cohen sentenced to 3 years in federal prison and admits he lied to Congress.
He lies to fit the situation he's in.
Getting rid of Obamacare, a big topic discussed on the Sunday morning talk show circuit. President Trump's White House senior advisor, Stephen Miller, a guest on Face the Nation on CBS. He reacts to the federal judge in Texas who rules Obamacare unconstitutional. Democrats plan an appeal, but Miller predicts the Supreme Court will see it like the judge does in Texas.
The more important question is whether Democrats are going to work with Republicans once Obamacare is ultimately struck down, which we believe it will be.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, let's link our minds. It's kind of like one of those. What did they do in Star Wars? A mold, meld, mind, meeting. What do they call those things? When they put their hands on your head?
Oh, mind.
No, there's a mind mold, I think it was.
Meld,
okay. Maybe mold is my mind. Meld is everybody else's. You're so quick to put me. You're
I know,
so
we're the worst, aren't we?
Yeah, you are terrible. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. All of them, all of us have thoughts, points of view, information. Victoria, you want to kick the can down the road for this half hour, please?
Yeah, this is a story that I chose just for you, Doug. This is about one of your favorite shows, Bull, on CBS.
Yeah.
And so, apparently, there was a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes on the set of Bull. And CBS, this is a new report from the New York Times, says that CBS secretly paid one of the actresses $9.5 million after she complained to the network about sexual harassment from the star of the show, Michael Weatherly.
Michael? Really?
Yeah. Oh. And so, her name is Eliza Dushku. She is probably, to Jen and Karen, me, recognizable for some other, some stuff that... she's done, she's kind of on the younger side of the demographic for that show. But apparently she had complained about he had made jokes, including saying he wanted to take her to a date rape van. And then he called her legs. And he said he wanted to bend her over his knee and spank her. And then he made a comment about wanting to have a threesome with her and two men. And there's a whole lot of stuff going on. And so it was caught on video. It is disappointing. It was caught on video. Yep. So somebody, either she had someone like an assistant filming for her, because she had complained several times and nothing was done. She confronted him directly, apparently, when the behavior just got out of control. And within days, she was written off the show. So she was hired. She was in the first season of the show for the first three episodes. She was expected to be a mainstay on the show. And then after she confronted him with his language, then that was it. So she was written off the show. And so apparently she lawyered up and it paid off, because they gave her $9.5 million.
So what does that say for the future of that show? That disappoints
me. Well, the show's gone on all along. What season are we in now? Is it season three?
Yeah.
So obviously no one knew about it behind the scenes. He said during the course of taping our show, I made some jokes about mocking some lines. Eliza told me she wasn't comfortable with my language and my attempted humor. And he said, I immediately apologize and I regret the pain that I caused and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of what you have to say at this point when the network forks over $9.5 million to an actress. So it's pretty bad.
It is bad. That's too bad. I'm disappointed. I would have thought it would have been against Dr. Phil, because Dr. Phil's the one who created the show. That wouldn't have surprised me. But he's a weird dude. Come on, Jennifer. You know he's
weird. Doesn't his wife Phil on a really short leash, though?
Dr. Phil is
I'm not a big Dr. Phil fan, but to be like, oh, I was hoping it was Dr. Phil who committed sexual harassment.
It's
going to
be a problem. I'd rather it be him than Michael Weatherly.
You're like, don't take down my favorite. Take that.
See, that's why I told Doug during the break that he was not going to believe this report fully.
All right, here's one. Kara's going to get her, and we all ought to. There's a story from Texas this week about a judge who accepted a plea deal in the case of a former Baylor University fraternity president.
You know me so well, and that I'm steaming about this.
Yeah, you saw this.
I don't know about
this.
What's the story? I don't know.
Jacob, you want to tell it, Kara? I'll tell it.
I don't have it in front of me, so you can go ahead.
Jacob Anderson was offered probation, a fine, and counseling in exchange for a guilty plea on the charge of unlawful restraint. He forced himself on this young woman in 2016 at a party, accused of raping her, and the noise that came after this, comparisons to a lot of these other male defendants. We talked about, was it Stanford? That clown up there, that jerk. Mm-hmm. All these people accused of sex crimes. Yeah, the judge got voted out of his position. So there's a petition signed by 26,000 people calling for this kid to be removed from campus. So the school, University of Texas at Dallas, banned him from campus. He's not permitted to attend commencement. He will get his diploma, but he will not be able to do all of the other things. That's their reaction to the judge just slapping him on the wrist.
Yeah, originally they thought that he might have to serve 10 years and register as a sex offender, and now I think he's getting 3 years of probation and has to pay a $400 fine. Like, what a laugh is that? $400 fine.
Yeah. It is.
And he admitted to raping this girl?
Apparently he didn't.
I don't know
if they've got the goods on him. However they got the goods on,
It seems pretty obvious from the story that he did it. She was a virgin. Yeah. And so she had mentioned in the courtroom that she was saving herself for marriage, and then he stole this from her, and just all other kinds of terrible things. And it's just, once again, someone doesn't even have to register as a sex offender. I mean, after 3 years of probation, he's a young guy. He's just going to be able to go and live his life normally as if nothing happened.
Right. It is so embarrassing, and the illegalities of this, the explanations that come from people. It is.
I don't know how we justify that these sexual crimes are. We're actually lowering them in seriousness. I know in California they removed rape to become a misdemeanor instead of a felony charge, and I don't understand how people get away with that. This is not a political issue. This isn't. It shouldn't be Democrats or Republicans or people who are tough on crime.
No.
If you take something from someone, if you physically hurt someone. I'm sorry, that's not a misdemeanor. That's not
a traffic stop.
That's not, I don't know how we declassify crime because they say, well, it always gets lumped in with drugs. Always. And it's not the same thing. It is not the same thing, and it drives me crazy. And I think many governments are trying to make it that way, and probably for their own protection because everybody's going down with these kinds of charges. At least I know in my home state of California, there's like 25 people who have been removed from office over the last year alone who have charges of sexual assault and rape. So maybe they
so
do this because they don't want
to
get in trouble.
How do you get to be so tone deaf with the reality of what's going on here? It won't happen to me. I won't get caught.
Well, but look at the legal precedent now. You pay a $400 fine. You're on probation for a couple of years.
Right.
So, you know, if you're at a frat party one night, you want to take advantage of someone, then go for it because, you know, you're not going to really have any severe consequences.
Pretty disgusting.
Disgusting. Ugh.
All right. Here's the next item of interest. This is for those of you who stay at Airbnb. This is something. This goes back, 10 years? Airbnb has been around 10 years, right? We have 5 million listings in 191 countries around the world. 81,000 different cities have Airbnb properties, provided travelers with sort of an alternative to hotel rooms. I've used Airbnb. I haven't had any problem, frankly. But apparently in a study here this last few weeks, especially, a couple of deaths have raised questions about the safety of these rentals. Last week, a security guard at a villa in Costa Rica was arrested for the murder of a Florida woman who traveled there to celebrate her birthday. Her body was found in the woods near the Airbnb rental. The guard's been arrested. And then last month in New Orleans, a couple died from carbon monoxide poisoning in an Airbnb rental in San Miguel down in Mexico. Authorities have said that the couple apparently inhaled gas emitted by a faulty heater in their rental. So
I don't know about New Orleans, but I don't know that I would rent an Airbnb in Mexico or in Costa Rica or anywhere outside of this country, actually, because you just don't know. You don't know what you're walking into. If somebody's going to come in and rob you in the middle of the night. I mean, there's just a lot of things that you have to think about when you're doing that.
Costa Rica has been very, very safe for travelers from everywhere. My brother's been there 3 times, and we have a ton of friends who go there on surf trips. So it was very surprising that something like that happened in Costa Rica.
Airbnb says it advises guests when booking to carefully read the listing description, amenities, reviews to find out about the safety features.
How do you write that review? I was murdered? Like, somebody killed me with carbon monoxide? I mean,
well, I guess in certain places, some of the travel experts are now recommending that you travel with a portable carbon monoxide detector. That's not a bad idea if you're going to have an Airbnb anywhere, because Mexico as a country doesn't require smoke or carbon monoxide detectors in the house. So it's not a bad idea to know that kind of stuff. Or walls. I mean, I've only done a few Airbnbs in Ireland, and they were all wonderful, so I guess maybe just
I haven't had trouble with the ones I've used in L.A. this past year. 44 after the hour here on the DJV show.
While it's pretty common for children to have a fever, it's not uncommon for moms to worry about them. According to a study conducted for Braun Thermometers, most moms with young children are uninformed and scared when it comes to responding to their child's fever. In fact, 82% admit they lay awake at night worrying about their child's fever. Most pediatricians agree this fear, known as fever phobia, is completely natural. To help alleviate those fears, pediatricians recommend using a dependable, high-quality thermometer. Braun, the number one brand recommended by pediatricians, offers the Braun No-Touch Plus Forehead Thermometer, the first thermometer to provide a professionally accurate temperature with a gentle touch of the forehead, or no touch at all. Braun's clinically proven no-touch technology helps parents gain accurate readings from up to 2 inches away without disturbing their sleeping child. That means peace of mind and a good night's sleep for you and your kids. For more, visit BraunThermometers.com.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet, the new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses.
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 7171 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 7171. Avant.com, code 7171.
So let's get to the details of the Bill Cosby situation. This week, the suggestion was made that Bill Cosby be retried. How many times is this guy going to be tried, retried, tried again? Let's do it one more time, just for effect. So what happens?
Well, his legal team is taking major issues with the way the original case was handled, the one again with Andrea Constan that he's actually now in jail for. They're saying two things happened that shouldn't have. One is that they used old footage of a deposition where Bill Cosby was talking about handing women pills. And they're saying that that's kind of testifying against yourself, which you have the right not to do under the law. And the judge still allowed that to be used by the defense, or I'm sorry, by the prosecution. The second part is that they also called like character witnesses essentially into this trial with Andrea Constan when it should have been her testimony and testimony surrounding that case. They brought in people like Janice Dickinson, who also said they had been violated and attacked by Bill Cosby, and that they think should not have been allowed either, that was a violation of the justice system and the rights afforded to defendants in the country to defend themselves. So I actually think he's going to get it. I think under the law, I think the defense team is right. I think the judge probably acted, especially testifying against yourself, because you have the right to remain silent. We're reminded of that anytime we see an arrest on television, or maybe we're arrested ourselves. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you can go around it. I don't know that the outcome will be any different. I
was arrested. Nobody told me I had the right to be.
I'm sure they did.
No, nobody told me.
I think you were probably just seeing red at that point. You probably didn't hear it.
Really?
Hilarious.
Well, 10 minutes before the hour, I'm glad you find it exciting. 10 before on the DJV show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's car time here on the DJB program, courtesy of our pal, the auto expert, Nick Miles, who has a fabulous year. Want to look into what car to buy and some of the safest cars and different things that are highlights of cars, go to rautoexpert.com. Nick Miles is driving a Lamborghini at the moment. Those are the most overrated pieces of crap that are on the road. The money that people spend to drive those things and some of the others that are in that same category. I know driving up and down, you ever drive up and down Wilshire Boulevard in Beverly Hills and you look at those car dealerships there with all those overpriced pieces of junk? Wow. So, hi, Nick.
Welcome to the show, Nick.
Well, I don't know where I take it from there, Doug, but I will tell you, they go fast. It's a lot of fun, 190 miles an hour. That's the thrill for me. But they are expensive, like $200,000 for the new Urus, which is their new SUV, the first super SUV.
A Lamborghini SUV? Come on.
Yeah. Yeah,
really?
I know, right? Crazy. But it's a true Lamborghini. It handles like a Lamborghini. One of the things that's really cool about it, I don't know if you've ever been around a racetrack in a car, but one of the things, if you're a passenger, for instance, is you get your face pinned up against the glass as you turn a corner because they're not very well balanced. Well, this sort of thing is the passenger doesn't go flying across the car as you turn the corners. They are real true race cars, and they've done a lot of very cool stuff to them. They sound cool. They look cool. But are they worth $200,000? I think I might buy something different.
They're worth whatever anybody will pay for. Okay, I got a quick story for you. Do you remember the race car driver Brian Redman?
Yes.
Okay. So Brian Redman, I was doing mornings in Palm Beach. Brian Redman was on my radio program, and then he invited me to go to the Morosa, you know, the Morosa track in Palm Beach County?
Right, yeah.
All right. So I went there with him, and he wanted to take me for a ride. So he had some open-air race car, some British car that was built by Lamborghini, and so I got into this thing like a fool. There were no seat belts, nothing. And this guy drove me around that track at 185 miles an hour. I lost my lunch, my dinner, tomorrow's lunch. And he was, all the while, he had the most wonderful time watching me get this, you know what, scared out of me. So, you know, but the reason I brought it up is because I'm thinking about going around these racetracks with all the protection that people have. I have, you know, I had nothing with this guy. And
there is a super famous piece of video on YouTube, you can go find it, of the British racer Stirling Moss, and they took him for a drive in the new Ferrari 458 as a passenger. Now, you know, this guy's, Stirling was about 85 years old when they did this, and as they come around the last corner, Stirling throws up all over the dash, and it's all on camera. It's one of the it's one of the classic pieces of racing YouTube history. It is fun. I think that Redman used to drive a Can-Am, if I remember. He used to drive in the Can-Am series, and he used to drive old McLarens. And it was,
yeah,
was
McLaren.
It with
that's
number,
what he drove. Yeah. McLaren. That was what it was.
It was red with a big number two on the side. Yeah, those things were a little scary.
And he'd been in so many crashes, he said he didn't have an original bone left in his body. Every bone had been replaced or fixed. Wow. All right.
I'm not sure that's something to brag about.
Yeah, I guess, me either. The SUV, the car and truck, the finalists for car of the year, utility vehicle of the year. What's on that list?
It's an interesting list, actually. So they start off with everything that's new in the beginning of the year, the jury do, and then they finally come down to the three, and the winner will be chosen at the beginning of next year at the Detroit Auto Show, which incidentally is the last Detroit Auto Show they're having in the winter. It moves to the summer in 2020. So the finalists have been chosen. So for the utility vehicle of the year, the Acura RDX, the Hyundai Kona, and the Jaguar I-Pace. The Jaguar I-Pace is going to win hands down, electric
is
SUV.
It? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Truck of the year, which is your category, Doug, is the Chevy Silverado 1500, the GMC Sierra 1500, the Ram. The Ram is absolute winner.
Got to win. And the Ford's not even in there. That's interesting.
No, but their Ranger, I just drove their Ranger at the beginning of this week in San Diego. That's a great truck. We can talk about that again soon. The car of the year looks like it'll be the Genesis G70. It's up against the Honda Insight and the Volvo S6 even. Genesis, really? Designed by the same guy that did the BMW 3 Series, so he's got a little talent in his fingertips.
Want to buy a new car? This is the month to do it. Closer to the end of the year you get, they're going to try to make their numbers, so buy a new car now. Nick Miles, ourautoexpert.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.